We are speaking with Anna Maria Pearson, intuitive healer, international healer, who lives right here in Nevada City. And we wanted this bee's wing because Anna Maria also has a beehive, and she's been doing workshops here for, what, 12 years? Teaching us locally and traveling all throughout Europe. And I am personally very deeply grateful for the immense work that you have done in giving us tools for self-healing. So, Anna Maria, how's your day going?
Very well so far. I just actually was working with a person who had a tremendous pulse trauma.
Wow.
And she could breathe better, and that was a great moment.
So you find that you're being called to help people around this issue that we just spoke with Dr. Emerson.
Yes, sometimes, yes.
And are you using flower essence? And
I use flower essences quite a bit.
And if we want to be in touch with you in order to work with you, how do we go about getting in touch?
Oh, you could just give me a call.
At 470-8499?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And today, could you give us one tool that we can share in our community that we might all be able to practice together?
Yeah,
as we think about our own births and the births of the coming children and our little ones, as that's our topic today, or anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I was thinking best to actually remind ourselves of the gift of breathing.
Okay.
Which sounds like not a whole lot, but it's all for us so much. So much more than we perceive in daily life a lot of times, that we forget the precious gifts of just being. It was nice to hear so much about birth and the birth trauma, valuable information and insights that are worth contemplating upon and thinking about it.
So what happens, Anna Maria? Do we hold our breath? What is this, our forgetting our breath? I mean, if I become conscious of it, I find that I actually oftentimes am holding my breath. How do I begin to be aware of that?
Well, one of the things I was wanting to just remind everyone outside there, that we give ourselves a breath. And a lot of times we say, oh, we take a breath, or we don't even think about breathing. But when we talk about breath, a lot of times we speak about, oh, I take a deep breath. But now when we say we take a breath, then we actually, that indicates eventually in our unconscious that we that something is taking away from us, something is taking. So I wish to give this input that we can give ourselves a breath, just as when we were born, we gave ourselves the first breath. It was already given, but we gave it to us again so we could actually, after this first breath, sustain this life and renew this life and bring our being a little bit more into this life, into this form, into this body, in this existence, to explore our unique path in this lifetime.
I think I'm understanding on a deep level what you're saying. Oftentimes I say I need to, you know, breathe deeper. I need to.
Yeah.
If I just go, let all the air out and open.
Yeah.
I'm not taking a breath. It's always been there. And if we have that attitude about our lives,
right,
and we have this attitude about the baby as it's being born, she's been given her life here on earth.
Right. And so when what you just said was really valuable because it contains also an aspect of effort.
Yes.
When I say, oh, I'm going to have to breathe a little harder, or that is really something that we have to do, but breathing is something that is coming from inside, and we can just have it.
So if I'm feeling like I need to make an effort and I'm straining, am I cutting something off that is there?
Cutting off something that you already have, that is already given to you, that is already your life. because the breath really sustains life. It sustains you. Life sustains life. The breath sustains you. And so it is a gift we eventually can't receive if we go in effort or if we perhaps don't bring it to our attention, into our consciousness. We can just breathe. We can just give ourselves the breath, and all the life force that's within the breath can be taken in. It can warm us, sustain us, nourishes us.
So as you work with people in our community, did you find that so often these efforts are in the way of what you see in that being as she comes to you asking for a healing?
Yes.
So again, we're speaking with Ana Maria Pierce, local intuitive healer, who can be reached at 470-8499. And she gives classes and also private sessions to give this, what you're just speaking about, the ability to take your breath and know of your highest potentials. Ana Maria, thank you for giving us this reminder today of our breath and the ease and the gift of our lives.
Welcome.
And I know that you do this in your workshops in Europe. You're just getting back. And do let us know here at KVMR if we can share. Is there anything coming up that you're doing as a group, or are you just wanting to hang with people individually at this time?
Yeah, I presently do a monthly workshop of 2 hours on flower essences, which is next Wednesday coming up.
So people could join in on this and learn about
the
flower essence?
Yeah, if they wish to.
And are these flower essences that are local? Or?
Yes, it's the Flower Essence Society that I work with presently. They have just these wonderful essences that are bringing forth so much healing in so many different ways, also in regard to how we come into life and how we can sustain our essences and our energies throughout our lives and gain substance, gain insights, gain wisdom, gain vitality, gain that we might have felt we lost.
So what would I expect to learn? Do I come for a number of weeks in order to learn what the flower essence?
Well, it's an ongoing workshop which takes place just 2 hours once a month, and it really depends on the individual how much he or she wants to learn.
She could learn how to use flower essence for herself, or she could learn how to teach other people what is needed at different times in our lives.
And the Flower Essence Society gives very specific professional courses that they put out every year or so if someone is interested more deeply into learning specifically from the Flower Essence Society. I can recommend that really very much.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad for the immense help that you've given so many of us in the community. And again, Ana Maria Pierce, International Intuitive Healer, 470-8499. And Ana Maria, we have to make room for the blues and thank our underwriters. And we also remind people that this weekend we have Dr. William Emerson at the Living Yoga. And the number to call for that is 470-8851. Thank you for joining us here on Parents Connect.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ana Maria, take care, dear.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Helena.